Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Most men who seek out therapy have real, tangible problems in our lives that we are looking for the solution to. We don't want a shoulder to cry on. We don't want to vent. We have identified a problem and desire to fix it. We need our circumstances to improve, and no amount of talking about the problem will ever fix them. Welcome back to the Hard Part Podcast. I'm Alex Holmes, your host, and I'm helping you navigate the intersection of masculinity and mental health. Before we start, I have to say, while I am a therapist and a coach, I am not your therapist and coach, and this content should only be taken in the way it is intended: to inform, to educate and communicate ideas around masculinity and mental health to help you on your journey to improving your mental health and well-being. So, with that all being said, let's get on with the show. And if you ever want to work with me or want to reach out to me to share your stories for the show or give me any tips on what kind of show you want to hear going forward, please reach out to me in the email in the show notes. That's alex@alexholmes.co, and I would love to hear from you. So today we're going through what it means to have a male-friendly approach to psychotherapy and what you should look for when you look for that kind of therapy as a man. Why are we doing this? Because when I'm doing my speaking rounds to companies or schools, a lot of people ask me how we can make therapy more accessible to men. And I always get questions of, why aren't men going to therapy? Why aren't men seeking help? Why aren't they coming? So this episode is for men, to help them with a checklist of things that they probably should look for when approaching a therapist. And it's also for people who want their men to go to therapy. And it might be something that you might find interesting. Here are just a few of my ideas and my concerns that come up with regards to it. So first thing I will say, though, is that the journey to mental well-being isn't one size fits all. We are all different people, different individuals. So the same compassion we have for everybody is the same compassion I'm bringing to this very specific demographic of people. It's not going to be one size fits all. And in saying that, we need to get out of the idea that just because men express emotions differently and access vulnerability differently, it doesn't mean that therapy doesn't work for men. It means that the approach needs to change, and we need to create a different way of looking at therapy that could actually help men get into the therapeutic process and remain there until or throughout the duration of their time in therapy. So times are changing, and with a large amount of my clients being men, I feel that there is a bit of experience I have with regards to how we approach men in therapy and what that looks like. First, let's talk about the male-friendly therapeutic environment. I wanted to bring up a Reddit post that I found. And it reads, most men who seek out therapy have real, tangible problems in our lives that we are looking for the solution to. We don't want a shoulder to cry on. We don't want to vent. We have identified a problem and desire to fix it. We need our circumstances to improve, and no amount of talking about the problem will ever fix them. Yes, I've been to therapy before. Multiple therapists, as a matter of fact, and I'm talking from first-hand experience when I tell you that the advice that men are given in therapy is not designed with men in mind. Now, obviously, I respect this person's experience and respect where they are coming from. I struggle to agree fully with what is going on here. However, there are some valid points in there. A lot of men want to go to therapy to seek solutions, to fix the problems that are going on in their lives. And a lot of the way that men communicate and deal with their issues and deal with the stuff that's going on is that we want to get into the cave, we want to get into the garage, we want to get into these spaces, and we want to fix whatever it is we can do, or we're going to go out and we're going to seek an answer and come back with a solution. Guys, here are five things I think would be important for you to look at, especially when we consider what you want from therapy. So you want to look at a male-friendly therapeutic environment in therapy. And according to the BACP, which is the British Association of Counseling and Psychotherapy, this means being knowledgeable about the male typical communication styles like banter and male typical experiences such as a stress response to relationship breakdown, reactions to the death of a loved one, the ending of a relationship, the ending of a job, the creation of a new job, or becoming a parent for the first time, etc. Looking at how men respond to those transitional phases and those shifts in their lives is an important factor. But this means fostering a space where men feel understood, respected, and free from the traditional judgments tied to masculinity. So it's about acknowledging the unique pressures and societal expectations that you face and how those factors impact your mental health, right? So here are some of the things that you need to look at when you're approaching therapy. You need to look at whether there is a non-judgmental environment. These are all things you can actually ask your therapist when you are beginning your search for a therapist at this point. You need to approach and figure out whether there is a non-judgmental environment. So is there space where you can feel safe to express your emotions and vulnerabilities without fear of judgment or criticism? It's crucial to challenge the stigma around men expressing their emotions, but you need to be able to trust the therapist and trust the space before you even get to certain levels of vulnerability, which is important. Building the relationship between yourself and the therapist does take some time, but remember, you have to do some of the work as well. You've got to step into the space and say, all right, I'm ready to deal with some of the stuff that's going on, and I'm ready to work on this relationship with the therapist so that I can get the best possible experience from being here. It's not the easiest thing to do, especially if you're not used to being in therapy, but it is an important way to approach therapy itself. Okay. You also want to ask your therapist, or make sure or have some knowledge of whether your therapist understands some of the masculine norms. It does not mean to justify your behavior, but a conversation that you could have with your therapist is recognizing and addressing the impact of societal expectations of masculinity and your particular cultures of masculinity itself, because we have the wider culture, which is the, you know, the society we live in, and then there's the other microcultures that you have depending on where you are from personally and the things that you believe from growing up or the experiences that you have had in your life growing up too. And you know, that those experiences of those pressure to be strong, the be unemotional, be self-reliant, you know everything, be completely sure about a lot of different stuff. Understanding your own masculine norms and then having that conversation with your therapist could be very beneficial for you to actually begin some of the work. I do a lot of men's work in my therapy when I'm working with men. So beginning that process of looking at what the masculine norms are for these men that come to me is hands down some of the best ways for men to engage with therapy so that you can actually get the best out of the sessions and the best out of the process too. Focus on your strengths. Good therapists will help you identify your strengths and identify what it means for you to be more resilient so that you can actually do the best possible work going forward. And this approach recognizes your ability and capabilities and works toward practical solutions that align with your values and life goals. Spend some time with the journal, even now, if you wanted to, just looking at and addressing what your strengths and what your values and what your goals are. Because once you step in there, you can begin to have that discourse and conversation with the therapist. And I think that a lot of this is actually making sure that you go into therapy prepared so that you actually have some things that you would like to work on. Because it doesn't always have to be a thing where you don't know what you're going in here for, but it could be useful for you, especially if you want to get the best out of the therapeutic relationship and best out of those sessions, to be prepared enough to know exactly what it is that you would want to work on, what you want to look at. And you can have that discussion and conversation with your therapist. Because remember, you're not there in an interview. Yeah, you're there in a very collaborative experience to actually help you get to where you want to be. And in that process, you undo and unpack all of the different things that have been holding you back. So it's important. Take some time to evaluate what your strengths are and evaluate what you want to get out of this. And if you have trouble figuring out what your strengths are, just make a list of the things that you would want to get out of therapy. And that could be, you know, exploring what my strengths are as one of your things that you want to work on. So those things are important. And for a lot of men, goal-oriented and problem-solving approaches to therapy are important, and that just helps with the process too. So setting clear goals and working actively towards them can help you with your process towards experiencing a fulfilling experience in therapy too. I've also had a look at what a lot of men want from therapy. Through research and having a lot of male clients in my experience, I've just pulled together five quick points that actually might be useful to try to understand what men want from therapy. These aren't exhaustive lists, and this is not conclusive. It's just a list to explore what men want from therapy. So the first thing I found that, you know, they want a quick fix. The BACP put out that they want a quick fix and they tend not to want to talk about their feelings as a way of dealing with their problems. Men also tend toward stoicism and to self-medicate with alcohol and externalize their feelings in ways including aggression and violence. And that's from the BACP. So my advice to that is that therapy can be a long game and you don't know what will come up in the session. So you have to be prepared for that. However, there are approaches to therapy which can help. One being solution-focused therapy, which is an approach to therapy that helps the client find solutions. It can be brief, but it's not always that simple. But it can help the client find solutions to the particular problem they seem to be facing so that they can begin the deep work that they need to make inner peace with themselves and experience healing. Solution-focused therapy is a future-oriented therapy. So in order to get there, you actually do have to confront some of your past, but it's a lot of looking at to what result is it that you are looking for, and what will it take to get to that result, and then having that conversation with your therapist too. The second thing is that a lot of men don't want to be misunderstood. So the way you communicate is very different to the way that a lot of other people communicate in your life, right? When we think about men and we explore the different communication styles between men and women, we've come to the conclusion that men can be less emotional in their rhetoric, focusing on information and intellectualizing their feeling. A lot of men do want to be challenged, because I saw a tweet the other day that said the negative person in your life is in therapy and having their feelings validated by their therapist. Now, for 100%, you will have your feelings validated in therapy, but your behavior will not be validated. That will be what is challenged, because you come into therapy to change or to work through a problem. And if the problem presenting is very much linked to your behavior, then that is something that will be challenged. So your feelings are valid, your behavior will always be challenged, okay? Because a lot of men do need to be challenged, and in order to be challenged, you need to be open enough to be receiving that challenging nature. I've been in therapy sessions as a client where I've walked out of sessions because I was challenged on my feelings about a particular issue, and I didn't talk to my therapist for a week. But, you know, here I am talking about being challenged in therapy. So it does work and it can happen. But be assured that being challenged is an important way to actually achieve the level of healing that you want to get to. Okay. You want to talk about things that are relevant to you. So you want to talk about your relationships. You want to talk about being a better father, or fatherhood itself, your friendships, your job. You want to be able to talk about things that explore intimacy and concerns, and you want to actually go away with tangible solutions and strategies to help improve that. And that's what you will get. I mean, a lot of the work I do is around masculine-based trauma, stress, and anxiety, looking at substance abuse, looking at how you can explore your inner world, how you can undo certain belief patterns, and how you can develop your creative expression on the back of that as well. And a big thing I found is that life transitions are also big points to address with men in the therapy room. Becoming a father, ending of a relationship, divorce, etc. Starting a new job, losing a job. So those are all of the big things that happen with transitions of a lot of men, and how we deal with that from a masculine perspective and a masculine base. And I know that when you go into therapy, you want it to help you. All too often, we see a culture of blame where people are saying men don't want the help, men don't want to be supported, men don't want to do the work. And I believe differently. I believe that men do want to do the work. They just don't have the resources or the courage sometimes to step into doing the work. And a lot of the societal structures that we are under and we are behind, and the traditions and the norms and the attitudes built by people who don't care for our internal or emotional well-being, have led us down an extremely dangerous path. And we need to find a way back to compassion, to finding meaning, and to finding our purpose and healing, so that we can be better versions of ourselves and actually live the lives that we were destined to live as well. So in sum, effective therapy for men, and something that you need to look out for, is looking at potentially what it means to have an action-oriented approach to your mental well-being, things that you can do outside of the therapy room as well as in it. I do a lot of mindfulness practices that I allow men to take, so that they can go and approach when they get too stressed or get too angry, or things that allow them to, you know, utilize these tools in their toolbox. You know, we do homework, things like that, to actually allow men to do some active work to then move into the next phase of their healing and their well-being. Hypnotherapy, you know, one of the modalities that I use quite often, is important for me to use with men, and I found that as a very hypnotherapy is one of the modalities I use, and I found that that is very useful for a lot of men to help them get back in touch with their bodies and kind of helping with the real rigid and tight beliefs that they hold about themselves and the world as well. So hopefully that was a useful conversation that you might take into looking for your own therapist and looking for your own therapeutic journey to begin. The path to mental health for men doesn't have to be a lonely one. You don't have to be traveling through the wilderness by yourself, as much as that is what is kind of depicted to us as being like the lonely man, the lone wolf, and all of the all of these different things. But by adapting our approaches and making treatment more accessible, going through the checklists that I put up there and just working through those different things, it's not a sign of weakness to seek help. And it's probably one of the bravest things that you can do to take a step forward and become the architect of your own life. Okay, so as I've always said, you know, the hard part is always starting. So thank you for joining me today on the Hard Part podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, I encourage you to explore these avenues for yourself, or support the men in your life in doing so. If you want to email me, please drop me an email at alex@alexholmes.co. If you can drop me a message on TikTok or Instagram, feel free. And if you want to work with me, please drop me an email and let me know, you know, what it is that you would like support with, and I'll see how I can make and how we can begin. Thank you for joining me on the Hard Part podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, please let me know. Keep in touch. Drop me an email at alex@alexholmes.co. If you want to inquire about therapy or drop any questions that you want to ask for the podcast, please just drop me an email. I would feel so honored to work with you and or read out some of your questions for the podcast. Also, please go to any of your podcast platforms and rate, review, and subscribe. If you're watching this on YouTube, please rate, review, and subscribe. Leave your comments. I'd love to see where you're coming from with all of this as well. This is not a perfect or exact science. I'm just throwing out information and hoping that it resonates with some of you or all of you. It's my first time really on YouTube like this, so please, you know, go easy on me in the comments, especially if it didn't touch on every point that you really wanted. But please let me know what, if there's anything you want me to expand on, if there's anything that you want to hear more of. I am open to feedback, so please send me any information that you have on that, or any kind of words of affirmation that you think would be beneficial for the show. Until then, until next time, keep pushing forward, and remember, the hard part is often the first step to a brighter path. I look forward to catching you next time. Look after yourselves, and peace out.